This is the tools of the NCAA. Encourage and promote good sporting conduct by student athletes, coaches, and spectators.
Okay, just about ready to go here as the Seawolves have taken the field. We'll get you lined up for defensively for the Seawolves. And naturally, Nick Rizzo pitching, catching Ryan Michelli. At first base, Brett Paulson. At second base, as usual, Johnny Pilla. At shortstop, Matt Maselli. Evan Fox will be playing third. Matt Brown airing out in left. Center field will be occupied by Cole Santier. And in right will be Chris Carson. Rizzo getting some warm-ups in while he waits for the umpire to signal play ball, as we all are here at Joe Nathan Field. Okay, so we're ready to go here. Jordan Payton will lead off. He is a shortstop for Towson. A right-handed hitter. And a 275 hitter, no home runs, 21 RBIs. Takes a strike across the letters for an 0-1 count. Just underway. Right-handed hitter, yet the right side of the infield is playing deep. This one, line drive into left field for a base hit, so Payton is on to lead off the game. All right, Casey Bishop right behind him. Where's number 8? He is the second baseman. 231 hitter. No home runs in an RBI. Small sample, only 26 at bats. First pitch is low and away for a ball. Infield back at normal depth, though, for the number 2 hitter in the lineup. Squares up to bunt and lays down a perfect one. That's going to be a well-executed sacrifice. 1-3 on the play as it's picked up by Rizzo.
The left fielder, number 12, Elijah Dickerson.
So now with the runner on second and one out, that'll bring up the 3 hitter, Elijah Dickerson. He plays left field. He is the leading hitter on this team at 345, 2 home runs, 22 RBIs. Left-handed. Got the breaking ball over for strike 1. Stony Brook Seawolves baseball, Joe Nathan Field here on WSB Stony Brook. 0-1 on the way. He checks the runner, throws a ball, bounces it right in front of Michelli. Michelli handles it, nobody moves. 1-1. Now, with the left-handed hitter, the right side of the infield is in the outfield, essentially. So second base being covered by Maselli at short. Breaking ball away and almost in the dirt there, 2-1. Remember, lefty on lefty here. He'll check the runner again, but now he'll come to the plate. 2-1. That's a little low, 2-3-1. A little by the way, Stony Brook softball taking on Drexel today. 3-1. Caught the corner, 3-2. Right on it. Not only that, Michelli framed it very well. And did he get the corner? No, this one he missed. Ball four. Same pitch. Slightly different location, maybe a little higher, but umpire rules it a bit outside on the lefty, so now he's got runners at first and second and one man out for Bryce Frederick. Frederick, a 271 hitter, 8 home runs and 28 RBIs, the big power guy in this lineup. Take strike one here. Checking the runner once again. Coming inside on the righty and catching the inside part of the plate. 0-2. First few innings are always feeling out what the corners are going to be, how wide the plate's going to be, but here's the 0-2 on the way. Popped up. Over on the right side in foul territory. Paulson, well, getting called away by Pilla, and Pilla catches it on the right field line. 2 away. I'll say that was in fair territory.
Third baseman number 7, Kay Robinson.
So Tay Robinson .284 hitter, second best on the team. No home runs, 14 RBIs, takes ball one. Another right-handed hitter. He's got the runners on first and second with two out here in the top of the first. No score as of yet. Rizzo staring at second base, and the runner on second, Peyton, gets back, and Pilla over there to cover. One, center ball field, right center, high fly ball, and it's going to get past Santerre. It's going to score two. A two-run double for Tay Robinson puts Towson ahead 2-0.
The first baseman, number 27, Josh Ginobili.
So Peyton and Dickerson come in to score, and already some damage being done by these Towson Tigers early on. So Josh Genove, or Genove, 203 hitter, small sample, 59 RBI, not RBIs, at bats. No home runs, 7 RBIs. That gives you an idea why Townsend's record is the way it is. Here's the 0-1. This one's a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown Aaron fields on one bounce, runner coming in to score, and the throw will be offline. But the throw over to second is in time! So score that a single with an RBI, but outstretching 9-2-4. But 3 runs on 3 hits. No Seawolf errors. No one left on base. So at the end of one half inning of play, Towson 3, Seawolves coming to bat. Pitcher for Towson will be Jake Michelle. And get you some numbers on him. Okay. So he has made 8 appearances, 3 starts, 6.32 ERA, 2-1 record. He is a junior from Joppa, Maryland, Archbishop Curley High School. And his most recent outings are getting rocked 5 runs, 5 hits, and 1 inning against UNCW. went five innings, pretty solid, two runs on four hits against Northeastern, and went two and a third, gave up a run on two hits against Hofstra, gave up two runs and five hits and two and a third against George Washington. Those were relief appearances, but he'll be facing the top of the Stony Brook Seawolf order. And right at the top of that will be Evan Fox. Now, Fox, you know a lot about him. We talk about him all the time. Make an argument that he's the best overall player on the team. He's a 274 hitter, home run 16 RBIs, and takes ball one here. From the windup, the 1-0, and this one's going to be bounced foul towards the Towson dugout. One ball, one strike. Now on Fox, right-handed hitter, the third baseman's playing up. Everybody else is at normal depth. He is a threat to drag bunt when he needs to. Takes inside there, 2-1. And Fox will take a breaking ball outside, 3-1. On the way. That one bounced foul again. 3-2, same place. The opposing dugout. And full count, and this one's going to be lined in the opposite field, but it will be caught by the right fielder, Natheson. Brady Natheson is his name. And the first pitch just on the outside corner for Matt Maselli for strike one. Maselli, a 274 hitter as well, no home runs, 20 RBIs. Now the count goes to 1-1 on him. And fastball right on the outside corner, 1-2. Swings and misses at an off-speed pitch, and down goes Maselli, 2 away. You heard it, Matt Brown-Ehring. Really coming into his own as the big power threat in this Stony Brook lineup, and also leads the team in average. 5 home runs, 32 RBIs, .355 batting average, and pops up the first pitch behind us over towards University Field and into University Field. 0-1. Takes way outside this one a time around. 1-1. Righty to the righty. Brings it in a little bit. Has some nice pop by and catches the outside corner. One ball and two strikes. And the 1-2 on the way. Again, skied foul. This time, still a little bit behind us, but into the woods where so many balls have gone to die over the years. 1-2 on the way. Way outside. Tried the breaking ball and did not catch his man fishing. As Brown Herring is looking at a 2-2 count right now with two out. We're in the bottom of the first. Townsend scored three in the top half of the inning. Lead 3-0. Another pop-up foul, and that one's going to wind up in the woods as well over on the right side. Ready to go here. Check the swing and let an outside pitch go by, 3-2. This one makes good contact, but this time goes out foul on the left side. A little early on it. Count holds a 3-2. Another foul tip, this time off the plate. So the count holds. Another payoff pitch down the pipe. This one, he got him. And Brown Herring was not happy with that call. But it was right over the plate, maybe a little low, but not one you want to be taking. So 1-2-3 inning for Michelle. And Nick Rizzo will take the mound again to pitch the second. One full inning of play, and Townsend leads the Seawolves 3-0. Remember what I was saying about making the most of your opportunities. Now, it's early. It's only one inning of play. But for the Seawolves, I wouldn't exactly say any particular game is a must-win, because I remember how Bill Parcells used to define it. A must-win is a game that if you win, you stay alive, and if you lose, your season's over, which means playoff, essentially. Single elimination. We're nowhere near that yet. And besides which, baseball players are double elimination. But the whole point is that when you do have such a logjam of teams vying for the last, especially the last couple of playoff spots, let alone all six, you have to win every game that you theoretically can win. So that's where the Seawolves are right now. Okay, Cole Stefano, left-handed hitter against the lefty. Swings and misses at the first pitch, 0-1. Next pitch in there for a strike as well. Got the breaking ball over. Stefano, 253 hitter. No home runs, 9 RBIs. Oh, he wanted the outside corner on the lefty on that one. Didn't get it, 1-2. And the 1-2 on the way. This one lined over the head of Johnny Pilla into right field for a base hit. And the second inning will start just like the first when Jordan Payton lined a ball into left field. Brian Heckelman. Okay, he's a 216 hitter. He started 34 games, one home run, 15 RBIs. He's got a runner on first and nobody out here in the top of the second, 3-0. Breaking ball is over on the outside corner for a strike on the righty. Infield in a couple of steps and ready to field a bunt if necessary. And Instead, it's going to be a high fly ball straightaway center. Santero at the wall. He will not get it. Goes off the wall. And here we go again. Since there was some doubt as whether he get her or not, Stefano has to stop at third, but Heckelman is in with a double.
The right fielder, number 14, Brady Matheson.
He went to the wall, and the ball just bounced off the wall to the right of him, left of us. It was in the batter's eye area, and just to the left of straightaway center field. So he gave that ball a pretty good ride, but Joe Nathan Field, designed the way it is not, I'm not going to say it's not a hitter's park, as the first pitch is a breaking ball to number 14, and it's Brady Matheson, the right fielder. And he's in for a strike, no less. Runners on second and third, still nobody out. Gets another strike in there. Yes, a strikeout would be very helpful here, considering that a run will score on contact. 0-2 on the way. That one's bounced in front of Michelli, and Michelli's at short. Michelli and Michelli. Michelli is a shortstop. Michelli is the catcher. But he keeps it in front of him, so the ball count just goes to 1-2, and nobody moves. That's the opposing lineup being introduced to the softball game, by the way. That's why you're hearing the Imperial March. This one's going to be a bouncer over to third. Fox, only play he has is to first, and a run will score as a result. So an RBI ground out for Matheson makes it a 4-0 game.
The first stop, number 3, Jordan Payton.
Back to the top of the order for Jordan Payton. As we said, single to lead off the game. His first time up and scored in the first inning. And he's going to bounce another one. This one is short. Michelli over to first. And easy 6-3. However, on the play, Heckelman will advance to third. So you have a runner on third and two outs again for Casey Bishop, who sacrificed his first time up. Was able to move Payton over very easily. Then Dickerson walked. Bryce Frederick popped up, and then Tay Robinson drilled the double to score two. Breaking ball is over for a strike. So we can get that breaking ball over for strikes. He would normally be in pretty good shape. The problem is that when he does get hit, he gets hit hard. Rizzo comes with the 0-1. Gets the outside corner. He's got good control here. Counts it 0-2. Healing from the stretch once again. This one way outside. A waste pitch, 1-2. One, two on the way. Swing and a miss. Strike three, flailing, and a slider down away. So one run on two hits, no errors, and a man left on base after one and a half. It is Townsend, four runs, five hits, and no errors, and Seawolves hitless so far. 1-2-3 inning in the first, but we'll get the 4, 5, and 6 hitters here in the bottom of the second. Eric Paulson, Johnny Pilla, and Brett Paulson. All going up against Jake Michelle, who struck out two his first inning. Time for some updates. And when I'm thinking updates, I'm thinking about men's lacrosse, because they are in, talk about a must win. And this is a must win, because if they don't win this game, they put themselves in a really bad way as far as getting into the playoffs is concerned. So what we're looking at here is they're at Fairfield right now. That game started at 1. And we are tied at 9 with 5:29 left in the third. Dylan Palinetti has only a goal line and assist so far. Only on 3 shots. Wow. Jack Doherty, 2-1. Little Button, 2-0. The short stick D middies each have a goal in this contest. So, yep, and we have a national anthem going on for the softball game. Okay, so the first pitch to Eric Paulson will be low for ball 1 from the hand of Jake Michelle. Now, on the left-handed hitter, you have the infield shifted all the way to the right, but this one's going to be a ground ball over to second. And an easy backhander for Casey Bishop, 1 away. Johnny Pilla.
Number 24, Johnny Pilla.
He, of course, a left-handed hitter as well. So they haven't changed the infield setup. But the first pitch will be way high, almost at his chin. 1-0. And from the windup again, another bouncer over to second. And again, no problem for Bishop, 2 away. So 5 straight Seawolves have been retired right now so far by Jake Michelle.
Number 14.
Brett Paulson, the first baseman. Eric, of course, led off the inning. Eric designated hitters in case he's needed on the mound, but he did throw 3 innings yesterday, so you wonder about that. But anyway, here we go. First pitch at his hand, 1-0. On the way, and tries to go outside and misses. 2 balls and no strikes. Paulson ready to go, righty to the righty. This one's going to be a bouncer over to short, slow bouncer, throwing across the diamond, and another easy 3 ground balls for Jake Michelle, as Jordan Payton had no trouble with that one. 6 straight Seawolves go down after 2 full. Towson 4, Stony Brook nothing. So another team that we are going to be following, naturally. The team is playing right behind us. Megan Bryant, the softball coach, longtime softball coach here at Stony Brook. 1,000 victories as they swept Fairleigh Dickinson earlier this week in a midweek matchup. However, this weekend they've got Drexel on hand. And in the first matchup against Drexel, they won their 14th straight and 10th consecutive against the CAA foe. So they are cruising. 4-0 was the score yesterday. Puts them at 27-13 and 13-6 in conference. They're just moving up. They are right now in third place. 2 games behind Campbell and 3 behind Delaware. Okay, so we go to the top of the third. Elijah Dickerson, Bryce Frederick, and Tay Robinson, the 3, 4, and 5 hitters up here against Nick Rizzo. And lefty to the lefty over his head. 1 ball, no strikes. Towson plated three runs in the third, at first, and one in the second. We're in the third. This one's going to be a high fly ball into the gap in right center, and it's going to go off the wall. And another double for the Towson Tigers. This one off the bat of Elijah Dickerson. Tay Robinson knocked in two with a double back in the first. Brian Heckelman came up with a double and ended up moving up to third and, well, moved Cole Stefano up to third, who scored on RBI ground out by Brady Matheson, and that's been the scoring in the game so far. But now he's got a runner in scoring position with nobody out. First pitch is a ball. Second pitch is a strike as the breaking ball comes right onto the inside corner. One ball, one strike. Frederick popped up his last time up. Johnny Pilla called Brett Paulson away as he takes low for a ball, 2-1. Umpire calls time now. Now we're back in action. We know who's covering. Pilla. This one's going to be a line drive off the glove of Rizzo. It comes over to Pilla. His only play. He was thinking of going to... What's he doing? He had an easy play at first base. He turns around, was thinking of going to third. That was thinking too much. Because you can't rule an error on that. He fielded it cleanly. And therefore gets scored as a single. But now you have runners on first and third and still nobody out. And out comes Matt Sank. Now, the one thing that they've done, finally, actually, after all these years, we used to be able to tell what kind of activity was going on in the Stony Brook bullpen because it's just behind the right field fence, right? And the fence, of course, is obscured, so you basically look for a ball going back and forth and you see who's up. But we've had activity, and it looks like we're going to have a pitching change as well. And as soon as he gets a little closer, I'll tell you what number he's wearing. Okay, the new pitcher for the Stony Brook Seawolves will be number 54, Colin Rhine. So Rizzo ends up going 2+. He's responsible for the runners on base right now. 4 runs on 7 hits so far. Meanwhile, Ryan gets you some numbers on him.
Your attention, please. Now pitching for Stony Brook, number 54, Colin Ryan.
7.13 ERA based on only 8 appearances, 1 start, 1-2 record, 24 innings, 23 hits, 22 runs, 19 of those earned, 8 walks, 16 strikeouts. That's a decent record, decent ratio. 2.53 average against, but let's see what he did more recently. His most recent outings, he went 3 2/3 against Campbell. Gave up 3 runs on 3 hits. 2 runs on 3 hits and 3 innings against Elon. And he had a nice performance against Iona. He started, went 8 1/3. And gave up 2 runs on 2 hits. His task, minimize the damage here. Because like I said in the first inning, contact will score a run. So he's going to be dealing with the guy who knocked in 2 in the first inning, Tay Robinson. He had a 2-run double his first time up. Now he's coming up to the plate. We're ready to go. As I said, infield drawn in by Joe Nathan standards, which means Evan Fox at third is about even with the bag. First pitch in for a strike. That reaction is to the pitch going on behind us in the softball game. 0-1 on the way. That one fouled onto the screen, 0-2. Well, as I was saying about the Stony Brook bullpen, they removed the cover on the fence. You can actually see it now. 0-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. Some high cheese. Strike three. Big strikeout here. Because with the runner on first, double play ball ends the inning with no damage. Okay, so first pitch, squaring up to bunt. This one's going to be foul. Josh Genove, the catcher, who singled in a run, got caught stretching to end the first. And here's the 0-1, squaring up again, this time a little bit better, right in front of the pitcher. That's the only play they have. They're going to go home, and not in time. As Dickerson came in to score, slid in head first. The sacrifice is 1-3. Add an RBI to that. So Genoa picked up his second RBI of the game. It's going to be 5-0 now in favor of the Tigers. Frederick moves over to second. So Dickerson steals a run. So to the left-handed Stefano, takes inside, down at his feet. Ball one. Singled to lead off the second and then scored there. Righty to the lefty. Remember, you got the runner on second, two out. Squares up to bunt and lets a low ball go by. 2-0. She's having a great year. But anyway, the game in front of us. 2-0 pitch on the way. That one low. 3-0. Now, if you do walk them, you do have a force in any base. That's somewhat helpful. But if you strike them out, you're out of the inning. 3-0, that's four, ball four. No, that was inside. Stefano thought it was inside. Everybody on the Towson bench thought it was inside, but it wasn't. 3-1. Squares up again. This time it's going to be another strike, and he's rather surprised at a couple of calls. But they're not wild calls. They're pretty legit. So now you go to a full count, 3-2. Payoff on the way. Everybody should be going. This one's going to go back toward the backstop, but it doesn't matter. Actually, it does matter because it will allow Frederick to go to third on the walk. Still, you still have that force at second. And it'll bring up Brian Heckelman, who doubled his first time up. The only guy in the lineup who has not had a hit so far is Casey Bishop in the two spot. First pitch in there for a strike. Both Rizzo and Ryan have not had too much trouble throwing strikes. Problem is, they were also throwing balls that get hit. Well, not so much Ryan. He only gave up that single on a sacrifice. The 0-1, this one popped up. Is it in play? Nope, it's going to wind up behind us. Not quite University Field, but hit something hard because that took a very high bounce. Counts at 0-2. Heckelman back in the box. 0-2 on the way. Runners at first and third here. Runner is going, and they're just going to let him. One ball, two strikes. Goodbye to the force. But again, play it first. You're out of the inning, right? So the runners are now at second and third, two out in a 1-2 count. Swing and a miss, strike three, and therefore Ryan does a pretty good job not letting it bother him. Two left on, one run scores on a sacrifice, no less. So, you know, Towson playing some pretty scrappy ball here in the second of this three-game series. They lead it 5-0 after 2.5. Seawolves, on the other hand, have been retired in order so far. Six men up, six men down against Jake Michelle. The bottom three will be going up against him here in the third. Ryan Michelli, Chris Carson, and Cam Santier. Talking about that, now it is a revelation because it was very recent they did this, that they finally did. I like it. Well, the visiting bullpen here at Joe Nathan Field is down the left field line. It's not behind the fence because the outfield fence is a street where some home runs end up. But the Seawolf bullpen has always been in that right field spot, but you couldn't see what was going on. And now all the pitchers, everybody in the bullpen can see the game. And the rest of us can see who's up. Okay. First time up for Ryan Michelli, the catcher.
With catcher number 26, Ryan Michelli.
A 267 hitter. No home runs, five RBIs. He's played 20 games behind the plate, started 17 of them. And takes low for ball one. In this case, we have righty to righty here. And this one, a line drive into left field for a base hit. So the Seawolves get their first hit and base runner of the day. Chris Carson, a 200 hitter, has played in 20 games, started 14 of those. Has two home runs and 11 RBIs, however. Lefty hitter. And because the Seawolves are always in danger to bunt, he takes low for ball one here. You got Tate Robinson in third, playing even ahead of the bag. First base covered. Middle infielder straight away. Here's the 1-0. Tried to frame it, Heckelman, but couldn't sell it. Ball just off the plate, 2-0. This time he frames inside and gets it. Right on the inside part of the plate, 2-1. Dealing from the stretch once again. Again, framing outside, and again, not getting it. 3-1. But look, it's definitely a case of a catcher trying to sell a pitch and not being able to. Sometimes it works. Here's the 3-1. Way inside, ball four. So the Seawolves have something going here. First and second and nobody out for Cam Santier. 282 hitter. One home run, nine RBIs. Been part of a platoon. Now you have Chris Carson playing in right.
I can't remember who I can't remember
So Matthew Wright not in today's lineup, but did play yesterday, went 0 for 1.
The center fielder, number 20, Sam Santer.
Okay, Santer, right-handed hitter. Squares up to bunt, and this one high off the backstop. 0-1. Actually, had to duck away. The ball almost hit him in the face. Not the best ball to bunt. 0-1 on the way. Michelle checks the runner. Comes to the plate. This one's going to be a line drive into center field for a base hit. Opportunity for Michelli. No, he'll hold the third, so the bases are loaded. And still nobody out. We go back to the top of the order for Evan Fox. Golden opportunity for the top third of the Stony Brook order to take a bite out of that 5-0 lead here in the bottom of the third. First two innings, they went down in order. Now they have the bases loaded, nobody out here in the third. And this one, a high fly ball into left center field. If it's caught, it will be. It will get the run in very easily. And not only that, all the runners will advance. So some great heads-up Matt Sank baseball. A sacrifice fly for Evan Fox gets the Seawolves on the board. It's 5-1. Cole Stefano was deep in there, and the Seawolves took advantage. So Carson moves to third, Santier to second. And now only with one out, you got Matt Maselli, who struck out his first time up and takes a strike here. Righty to righty. Right on the outside part of the plate, 0-1. Always a danger for a squeeze play, which is why the third baseman, Robinson, is playing up. Here's the 0-1. This one's going to be a ground ball up the middle. Speared by a shortstop, throw over the first will not be in time, and that will allow Chris Carson to come in and score. So an RBI infield single for Matt Maselli will make it 5-2. Jordan Payton at short had to go behind the bag and throw and make an off-balance throw that bounced. Not sure if he had a play to begin with, but a legit infield hit. Now the Seawolves have two runs in here with still only one out and a runner on third, first and third. Runner is going. Throw over to second. Not in time. As Maselli with the head first slide got a really good jump. Moves the runners to second and third now with one out. And the first pitch to Brown Ehring was a ball. Got caught looking his first time up to end the first. Now he's at a 1-0 count. And this one's going to be another bouncer up the middle. Another opportunity, and this will get Townsend out. Will get the second out, but the run will score. So an RBI ground out for Brown Ehring makes it 5-3.
This designated hitter, number 45, Eric Halstead.
And Eric Paulson fouls the first pitch back onto the screen, 0-1. I was a little ahead of myself. I thought it was going to be get him out of the inning, but no, the ground out scores a run. Paulson takes high, 1-1. Grounded to second his first time up. Another high fastball, 2-1. And you heard the pop. That had some velocity on it. Dealing once again with 2-1. That bounced off something or somebody, and yes, it bounced off of Eric Paulson. So he's going to get on as a hit batsman here.
The second baseman, number 24, Johnny Pilla.
With the umpire in the way, he couldn't tell where it hit him, but it certainly did. Johnny Pilla also grounded to second his first time up. Left-handed hitter. Infield drawn in still and gets a fastball over the plate for strike one. Michelle in a little bit of trouble here. He cruised through the first two innings and a couple of runs were across before he could even retire a batter here in the third. Two out, runners at first and third. And this one, line down the left field line, foul. Just a little late on. Runners taking their leads. 0-2 should be on the way. And of course, the Seawolves always a threat to move up. Tried the outside corner there. Did not get it. 1-2. Righty to the lefty once again. That one came inside on it and missed. Tried the breaking ball inside, not able to get it over, 2-2. Dealing once again. This one's going to be a ground ball again over to short, and that's going to be an easy force play for Jordan Payton. So, Pilla retired on a fielder's choice, but three runs on two hits, two left on. So at the end of three full, it's 5-3 Towson now. So Colin Ryan will come back out to pitch here in the top of the fourth. His job, keep the Seawolves in it, because they finally got to Jake Michelle after having some difficulty with him in the first two innings. And some great heads-up ball. It was a three hits, rather. So three runs on three hits in that inning. It went single walk, single sack fly. Infield hit, RBI ground out. So that's the difference, or I should say the story, of the Seawolves offense so far this year. They are not a power-hitting team. As a matter of fact, they're in many offensive categories, they're toward the bottom of the CAA, particularly in home runs. But they score enough. And they score in rather heads-up ways. They take the extra base. I mean, on a sack fly, it's not just the guy on third coming in. It's everybody else moving up, everybody else tagging up and taking advantage. Okay, Brady Natheson will lead off here in the fourth. RBI ground out his first time up. And this one's going to be a flare into right field. Will it drop? And it will drop right into the glove of Chris Carson. Just hung up long enough for Carson to catch it on the run coming in. But that was a real short ball. That was a flare that could have easily dropped for a base hit. Back to the top of the order now for Jordan Payton. 1-2. As he takes ball one outside. Singled and grounded to short. Coming inside now and missing. So Ryan's got a 2-0 count on him. And the 2-0. High fly ball. to left field, and it looks like that one is going to be gone. Jordan Payton, home run to left, makes it a 6-3 ball game. And for Payton, that is his first home run of the season.
To second baseman, number 8, Casey Bishop.
Gave that ball a really good ride as Matt Brown Herring just had to watch it go. Casey Bishop 0 for 2. Well, actually 0 for 1 because he sacrificed his first time up. Takes outside here, righty to righty. One ball, no strikes. Sacrificed and struck out. Another high fly ball. This one, lots of height, but not a lot of distance for Brown Herring. We'll call on it and make the catch.
The left fielder, number 12, Eliza Dickerson.
Elijah Dickerson walked and doubled and also scored twice. The Towson Bats have come out in force today in this second game in a three-game set. First pitch inside, ball one. Two out, nobody on. With the left-handed hitter, you got Johnny Pilla playing in the outfield, the Texas Leaguer depth, the flare depth, actually. First pitch down the middle, next pitch rather down the middle, 1-1. Another one, this one a high fly ball to right, and this one Carson will go to his right and make the catch in right center field. So four fly balls, one of them went out of the park. But after 3.5, it's Towson 6 runs, 8 hits, no errors. Seawolves 3 runs, 3 runs, 3 hits, and no errors. So what will the story be here as far as a pitcher is concerned? Oh, Jake Michel will stay in the game. He's got a 3-run lead. No reason to pull him. He did get knocked around. Not really knocked around. Okay. A couple of legit singles, but one infield hit, and the rest were sac flies and ground outs. So might as well stick with him and ride him there as far as you can go as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. So Johnny Pilla made the last out in the inning. Now bring up Brett Paulson, Ryan Michelli, and Chris Carson. After being retired in order the first two innings, the Seawolves did break out for the 3 runs. But then Townsend tacked one on with Jordan Payton's home run. Okay, people enjoying the nice weather. Finally, weather this week was garbage. Okay, Brett Paulson takes low and inside, ball one. Grounded to short his first time up. And taking all the way there, outside, 2-0. Righty to the righty again, and this time the breaking ball is over.